Israel on Monday will block entry to all non-residents who have visited Japan and South Korea in the 14 days before their arrival. On Sunday, President Moon Jae-in of South Korea, which has 763 confirmed infections and 6 deaths, put the country on the highest possible alert, empowering the government to ban visitors from China and take other sweeping measures to contain the outbreak. "The coming few days will be a critical time for us," Mr. Moon said at an emergency meeting of government officials. Even China, with a government that has locked down areas with tens of millions of people in an attempt to stamp out the epidemic, has struggled to contain the virus, which has no known cure. But the scores of new cases in Italy, mostly in the Lombardy region, that includes densely populated Milan, present a new challenge for a country with a wobbly government often paralyzed by infighting. That government has now become the reluctant laboratory to test whether the virus can be successfully contained in an open European society with a liberal approach to restrictions. Prime Minister Giuseppe Conte of Italy said on Italian television on Sunday that the country had taken precautions, including barring flights from China in January. "These measures seem to have paid off, even if it now looks like it didn't," he said. He suggested that the surge of Italian cases only reflected Italy's casting a wider net in terms of testing. "We cannot exclude that after tests that are equally rigorous, the numbers can go up in other countries," Mr. Conte said. Beatrice Lorenzin, a former Italian health minister, said the sharp rise in cases in Italy resulted from systematic checks that discovered a second generation of contagion. She said this was probably caused by infected people who traveled to Italy from China using indirect flights without declaring their original departure point or putting themselves in voluntary quarantine during the virus's incubation period. "I hope similar things did not happen in other countries," she said. The outbreak in Codogno in Lombardy was detected after a 38-year-old man was admitted to the city's hospital and given a diagnosis on Thursday. But the man had developed symptoms perhaps 5 days before that, potentially allowing the virus to spread.